This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Venture capital is a phrase most commonly associated with sparkly new high-tech startups, not so much with a more mature industry like healthcare. But as you know, there are all kinds of changes happening in the American healthcare economy, and VCs want in. Aledade is a VC-backed company, and it is teaming up with independent primary care doctors to make money by saving money. From the Health Desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains.
It's another afternoon for Dr. Rebecca Jaffe as she bops around her exam rooms.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
For 30 years, Jaffe's worked in rooms like this, running her family medicine practice here in Wilmington, Delaware.
Newborns and their parents and their parents and their parents. So up to four generations of a family. We call it womb. To
Jaffe, womb to tomb is a pledge she makes to her patients. To Aledade CEO Dr. Farzad Mosashari, that represents a business opportunity.
When a health plan sends a video about nutrition for patients with diabetes, 4% of the time people open that link. When their primary care doctor sends it, 95% of the time we know that they click and open that video.
Today, the healthcare industry spends billions trying to buy that persuasive power a physician like Dr. Jaffe enjoys. See, if you can control or at least influence patient decisions, you can limit healthcare spending, which has become high-stakes business. Mosashari says, imagine a 30-something recreational runner who comes in complaining of knee pain and wants an MRI.
The primary care physician acting in the patient's best interest and the patient really feeling, if they're not recommending an MRI for me, it's because I don't need one and I trust my primary care physician.
Aledade is betting the relationships you find in these independent mom-and-pop practices will help control healthcare costs more than most anything else. Already, the company is working with 100 docs to form what are called accountable care organizations, or ACOs. That's a jargony way of saying the less spending overall, while ensuring quality, the more money doctors earn under the federal government's Medicare Shared Savings Program. Mosashari says Aledade will be a savvy consultant with cash.
I'm going to give them what they need, whether it's data, whether it's capital, whether it's tools, whether it's technology.
In exchange, Aledade keeps 40% of any savings. The company is being backed by the venture capital firm Venrock, which hit healthcare grand slams with Athena Health and Castlight Health, both multi-billion dollar businesses today. Venrock's Brian Roberts sees that kind of possibility for Aledade too. Even though the practices are small independents, 100 docs like Jaffe call the shots on nearly $1 billion of referrals, tests, and hospitalizations every year. The trouble, says Roberts, is many of them don't realize it.
Today, those primary care physicians have no control over and no incentive for control over those downstream dollars. And so to me, that's the place where magic can happen.
That magic will often mean offering same-day appointments, checking on patients just discharged from the hospital, extending hours to help avoid trips to the ER. Similar programs in Massachusetts and Florida suggest this is a winning formula. Dr. Jaffe is fine if Aledade makes bundles, even if she's doing most of the hard work. She's sick of hitting healthcare walls, like recently when no repair company would fix her 101-year-old patient's wheelchair.
I have known this woman for more than 35 years, and I want what's best for her. And what was best for her was for us to do our utmost at getting that seat fixed. I went so far as asking my husband if he would consider doing it.
Jaffe worried the woman would get hurt trying to learn some new doodad of a device, but that was the only choice.
In less than 2 days, she fell, broke her leg, and is now sitting in a nursing home.
It all goes back to Jaffe's womb-to-tomb pledge. Whatever profits Aledade makes is worth it if this company can make these sorts of healthcare pileups go away, something she knows she can't do on her own. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.